Conservatives slammed Joe Biden for condemning MAGA Republicans in scathing speech. By Nick Gilbertson on September 2, 2022. Conservatives are slamming President Joe Biden for labeling tens of millions of MAGA Republicans threats to America in his speech Thursday night. Biden was flanked by U.S. Marines and backdropped with red light outside Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where he asserted, "MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution," he said. "They do not believe in the rule of law, they do not believe in the rule of law, they do not recognize the will of the people. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards," he added. "Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose. No right to privacy. No right to contraception. No right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country," he continued. Conservatives responded with heavy criticism of Biden. U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, stated that Biden has chosen to divide, demean, and disparage his fellow Americans simply because they disagree with his policies. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, simply tweeted unity while sharing an imposing image of Biden with a shadow-draped, red-lit backdrop. J.D. Vance, the GOP nominee for U.S. Senate in Ohio, appeared to tweet the same image as Jordan. "I can't believe this is a real photograph," he said. "It depicts the president of our nation, as he took to the airwaves and spoke about his fellow citizens as if they were sewer rats." Former Trump White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany chimed in on Biden's aesthetic as well. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel ripped Biden for his wretched attacks on his constituents ahead of his speech. "Joe Biden's wretched attacks on millions of Americans have fueled attacks on pregnancy centers, Republican offices, and an assassination attempt on a Supreme Court justice. His agenda has pitted neighbors against each other, rewarded the wealthy while punishing working families, and trampled on the rights and freedoms of Americans. Joe Biden is the divider-in-chief and epitomizes the current state of the Democrat Party, one of divisiveness, disgust, and hostility towards half the country." In a press email, the Iowa Republican Party likened Biden's tactic to those used by authoritarian regimes in its censure of the speech. "The sitting president is trying to turn his political opponents into an enemy of the state. Joe Biden told voters he wanted to bring the country together, but all he's done is consistently divide our nation further. The Democrat Party continually claims to be protecting our democracy, yet they consistently vilify their opposition to keep power. It's why they should no longer have it. Did Joe Biden just declare war on red state America?" tweeted Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL. "I sure hope not. Biden just declared MAGA Americans an enemy class, but we are supposed to believe the upcoming Trump indictment. It sick, totally unconnected," wrote journalist Jack Posobiec in a tweet. Mark Levin, host of Fox News Channel's Life, Liberty, and Levin, stated that Biden doesn't talk about the genocidal regimes in Red China, Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, etc., the way he talks about Republicans or MAGA Republicans. Arizona GOP gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake dubbed Biden the most divisive leader in American history. Federalist CEO Sean David called for Biden's impeachment. Many other Republicans shared their criticisms and thoughts as well.